Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Biscuit carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring you to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you overwhelmed with credit card debt and unable to pay your bills? Has your income decreased or have you lost your job? At Credit Card of America, we offer a free, no-obligation consultation to learn how you can cut your payments by up to half and potentially lower your interest down to zero. Credit Card of America is an A-plus rated company that will work on your behalf. We've counseled over 1 million consumers struggling with debt just like you. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation and learn how you can become debt-free. Call 800-291-3818. That's 800-291-3818.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. And there it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. And hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text GRIT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text GRIT to 321-321. That's GRIT to 321-321.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today. I'm very excited about a show that's called Money Court that is currently streaming on CNBC.com. And it's six episodes featuring our friend who is so successful in so many things. But, of course, we all know him from Shark Tank, affectionately known as Mr. Wonderful. Joining us right now is Kevin O'Leary. Hi, Kevin. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Ron.
I am, as millions of other people, are such a fan of Shark Tank, and now going into something that is really unique called Money Court. Explain this to us, because you have a couple of judges, but you are really over the domain of what happens to people who are in conflict in business. Boy, that happens every like 20 seconds.
Well, what's happened in our country is that the pandemic has log-jammed the courts.
Right.
And so nobody can get a trial anymore. They have to wait for thousands of cases, so it could be years. But if you're in business and you're doing a financial litigation, you want it resolved. And so they're going towards arbitration. And what really Money Court is arbitration. People have decided and that they'll let me settle their dispute after hearing both sides. But I also want to understand the legal ramifications, because so many of these cases are contract law. And here's the thing, you know, there's a lot of judge reality shows on television, but these cases are not about your neighbor's cat making noise at night. This is real financial litigation. People are suing each other for money, and we're trying to solve these cases by finding the middle ground. And because money and emotion don't often, you know, they're like oil and water. They don't mix. It is very, very compelling television, because I'm really trying to, you know, I understand these people have signed a contract because they have a real lawsuit, and they're trusting me to solve it. And so, you know, as one of the litigants said, I don't really.
Growing marijuana around here, I'm going to have to check your farm. And the farmer says, well, that's fine, but don't go in the back 40. And the DA agent shows him his badge, and he says, you know who I am and you know who I work for? I'll go wherever I want. The farmer says, all right. So he goes in the back 40, and he gets in there. He's looking around for marijuana plants. He gets in the middle of the field, and suddenly a bull comes charging after him. And the farmer's at the fence watching him run from the bull, and he says,
swarm of tiny robots could soon clean your teeth without a brush.
Okay.
And I thought, would I want to, like, say, like, think of this process, right? It's already kind of weird that you, you know, open your mouth and insert a brush with some sort of paste on it, right, and move it back and forth to clean your teeth. You get used to it, and it's just normal to you once you start doing it, but it's not a natural occurring thing that humans would do. So would I want to open my mouth and allow a shape-shifting swarm of tiny robots to just sort of motor around in there for a while?
No. So this kind of reminds me of when COVID was more of a thing than it is now.
Yeah.
Because people, you know, and people had to go get, like, you know, when I traveled, I had to go get the nasal swab to get on the plane. Mm. And I wasn't going to fight it. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, call me a hypocrite. I don't care. I did it. But I had, you know, liberty-friendly community members go like, well, don't put the swab in your nose.
Mm-hmm.
I go, well, why not? You know, like, or if you do it yourself and just, like, do it on the edge.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, why? He's like, because you don't know what's on that swab that's going to, like, motor into your brain through the nasal cavity.
Right, right.
Like, okay, fair point. Right, like, I don't know what's on the swab, but whatever. Okay, point taken. I might not be down that rabbit hole too much.
But, I mean, just from, like, a health perspective, you don't know, like, did they swab something else before they're swabbing your nose?
No.
Do you watch them take it out of the package and unseal it, that kind of a thing?
But where was it packaged, and what did they put on it before they put the seal to send it to the pharmacy?
Sure.
Kind of thing, right? Like, this is the insidious nature of it. So, see, nanoparticles, like, you think it's going to stay, like, in the teeth area? It's going to travel, man.
One would think.
One would think.
I am genuinely curious what the body reaction is to these, because sometimes
I don't even get all the toothpaste out when I spit after brushing my teeth. Think I'm going to get out all the nanobots?
Sometimes man invents a thing, and you don't know how the body's going to react to it.
Okay.
Things like the first artificial hearts. Right, even like when they were just for like people who were waiting for an actual transplant, right? They needed a way to keep them alive, so they had this outboard gear that sort of sat next to you and kept your heart pumping until your new real heart transplant, you know, did arrive. So when they created the ones that were implantable, the completely artificial hearts, they had problems with people's bodies just sort of being like, what is this foreign object in here?
It should start to reject it.
Right, yeah. So I'm curious genuinely what the body's reaction is to a mouthful of shape-shifting nanobots.
So I am, you know, visually impaired. Like, I need to wear glasses or contact lenses most of the time. And, you know, at some point the idea of, like, LASIK comes up.
Yeah.
Right. And I go, you know what? Like, taking the 2 to 3 minutes in the morning to put in my contact lenses is not that big of an inconvenience for me to risk the minuscule potential of LASIK going wrong and permanently blinding me.
Right.
Or like, I'm not old enough to want to live with, you know, temporary or permanent blindness for any period of time when I can just, you know, take 2 minutes in the morning and pop in some lenses.
Right.
Right. Like, brushing my teeth in the morning or at night or however often you want is not that big of an inconvenience for me, I'm going to put nanoparticle dusts to let them do the work.
I'm trying to remember, somebody recently, maybe in the last 2 years or so, told me that they had LASIK in one eye.
Okay.
And the reason that they did is because what you're saying, they're like, I just figured that if I only had done in the one eye, then if it worked, great, but if it screwed me up, I still got one eye.
Okay.
You know.
So are you going to do the second eye after I...
Well, that's what I asked. He's like, nah, maybe. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
You know, risk, like, it again.
You know? Like, but, like, that would be, in my mind, like, a safer approach if you're concerned about the minuscule risk.
I've even seen, like, the do-it-yourself-at-home laser LASIK kits from on the internet when that was a thing. Like, $500 and, like... Shine the laser into your own. I'm like, no, thank you.
Now you can play the home game of laser eye surgery.
Not a chance. Just give me the contacts. That if I don't have those, I will suffer through a day of wearing glasses.
I wonder if we could get our hands on, like, a couple of those and give them away as prizes, right? It's something we don't do here on Free Talk Live.
Sure, ever. If you want to take the risk of, you know, the lawsuit coming at you if they screw it up.
Caller number 12 gets a free DIY LASIK surgery kit.
The Free Talk Live doesn't have enough legal problems.
But if you want to call and talk about stuff, the telephone number is 603-283-6160. Let me repeat, there is no giveaway. 603-283-6160. Coming up, we're going to talk more about what this shape-shifting robotic micro-swarm of nanobots could be used for and how it's going to clean your teeth. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And we're back.
And we are back, aren't we?
We are.
It's nice to be back.
It is.
I've been back before, and I'll be back again, but I'm here now, and so are you.
Yes.
And so are our listeners. What are they listening to, Richie Rich?
Free Talk Live.
That's right, Free Talk Live. We're the I mean, as near as I can tell, the only show that does what we do. We come at things from the perspective of freedom, liberty, peace, prosperity. But we're also a live call-in radio talk program.
We don't only want listeners. We want callers.
Yeah, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to participate.
Participate in the show, then tell your friends you were on the radio.
Yeah.
And make that clip go viral.
And like later on, you can find our archives over at freetalklive.com. So if you want to download the episode in which you called in, you can do so and grab, you know, a clip of yourself off of that if you like. Make it your ringtone or whatever it is you want to do with that audio. You're free to do so. There's no charge for you to download and listen to our archives. So over at freetalklive.com, give it
a visit. It's almost as cool as being interviewed in one of those Man on the Street segments.
Almost. I do want to tell you all that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency, which we talk a lot about here on Free Talk Live. We're not particular or specifically a cryptocurrency show. It's just that cryptocurrency gives us the ability to separate money from the state. And I think that that is becoming ever more increasingly important as time goes on. As we talked about Sri Lanka and their hyperinflation last night, there's some other things going on. Inflation is a global phenomenon thanks to central banking. And basically you're losing your purchasing value for whatever currency you use. So isn't it time for you to move on from a currency that's controlled by governments and one that's not controlled by anybody? You can go to Bitcoin.com now, click on Get Started at the top of the page, and when you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information that's neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for you to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about crypto, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get all the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com.
Can I chime in very briefly?
I don't know. Can you?
If you'll allow, if it pleases you.
Make it so.
So, big fans of crypto, yes. Right? And early on, it was pitched to us as like the anti-state currency.
Yes.
Right? The state can't regulate this. This is for you, liberty-minded, freedom-oriented anarchists, if you will, people out there. And I happened across a headline this week. I didn't bring it for show prep here. Covered it a little bit on the podcast. And the question posed in the article was, does cryptocurrency need a central bank, a lender of last resort? Okay. I would like to laugh it off, right? But I am deeply concerned where if that's the like the hive mind thought process that is going out there, right, that cryptocurrency could be skewing in a very negative direction towards more state intervention, and we need to be have a very concerted effort to steer it back away from that to what its original intent was, and that is state-free money.
Right. Probably the most important pillar, if you will, if there's pillars of cryptocurrency, the most important thing in my mind is the decentralization aspect of it.
Until they try to centralize it by having a crypto lender of last resort.
Right.
Run by the state.
In which case, it is no longer cryptocurrency. Now it's just digital currency.
Okay.
Digital currency, like, governments are going to attempt to confuse all of you, all of us, everybody that's listening and everybody that's not listening. They're going to try and confuse you and tell you that, oh, their currency is just like Bitcoin. It's just like it. No, it's not, because there's a centralized Bitcoin and all the other cryptocurrencies that exist today. Most of them are decentralized. There's a few that are less decentralized than others, but for the most part, that is sort of the linchpin. What does that mean? That means there's nobody in control of it. That it's the miners and the developers who put these things together and release it into the wild, and it goes and lives on its own. That is to say, nobody can, you know, launch a no-knock raid against the Bitcoin headquarters and shut down Bitcoin. That's not how it works. It doesn't have an office. It doesn't have a central location. It doesn't have a colo. It doesn't have a server farm where, you know, somebody can come in and just pull the plug and, oh, it's shut down now.
Yeah, I understand all that.
I'm just explaining to the audience.
Okay, I'm just deeply concerned about the shift of, like, the Overton window for cryptocurrency moving in that direction as opposed to back to where it was in 2009, 2010.
There's more infrastructure now for cryptocurrency than ever.
Yeah.
Right? So the thing is just growing and growing and growing. I still see it as the same trajectory as the internet.
Okay.
Right? So internet comes out and, you know, a few people participate. They get on, you know, bulletin boards and things like that. And then,
yeah,
you know, it makes a technological jump. And all of a sudden you get websites, you know, and then the next thing was the wars, right? The search engine wars, right?
Okay.
Before the big G, there was a whole bunch of search engines. There was Ask Jeeves and
Dogpile,
Dice, and, you know, and they were all struggling to, like, be the top dog, if you will, and be the best search engine that they could. Out of nowhere comes this site called Google. And it was all really simple, just sort of a blank page with a little box in the middle of it, whereas the rest of them were full-on websites with all sorts of information and stuff on how to search, what to, you know, and the big G came out, and it was just like a blank page with a box in the middle. And they won. They won the war. So I feel like that's where we're at right now. We're at the search engine wars, right? Cryptocurrency is struggling with making the user experience very nice,
okay,
right? The user interface still kind of sucks. There's some wallets out there that are doing some great things. To some extent, exchanges have contributed to some of the advances in wallets, but in my opinion, you still don't want to keep your money on an exchange because
not your keys, not your
money.
Okay, so if that's the trajectory you're on, again, just one more concern here.
Yeah.
Because of regulations passed in Europe, right, I now have to accept cookies on, like, every website I visit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, there's a big old pop-up that is a barrier between me and getting to the information I'm looking for,
right,
because of some European regulation.
Right.
Right? So it's the internet was wild and free, and you can go wherever you want, and there was a book, said the entire internet in the book. And now every website, you know, it, because of the law, not in this country, right? Now there's a barrier between you and your information. Like, not ads or pop-ups. Just, like, because of the European DC, whatever it is,
yeah, right,
you have to click a box to accept cookies.
Right. But that's if you're browsing. Now, I am of the opinion that while I use web browsers every day, because I grew up, you know, with them, before them, actually, and, like, when they came out, I started using them first, but a large portion of today's population couldn't tell you what a web browser is because they use the apps on their phone.
All right.
So I'm just saying that web browsing, while it hasn't gone away, maybe never will, it's already sort of in the past.
Fair enough.
What I do envision, though, is something that I call the inversion. And we can talk more about the inversion here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More is coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A record number of illegal immigrants are crossing the southern border into Texas. 42 suspected terrorists have been caught by Border Patrol agents, as well as fentanyl smuggled by cartels. Appearing on Sunday Morning Futures, Texas Governor Greg Abbott gives his opinion on what he describes as the illegal immigrant invasion.
You're going to have more than 6 million people coming across the border a year. To put this in context, the largest city in the state of Texas is Houston. We will have about one Houston coming across the border in Texas every year.
Highland Park is holding a vigil for the victims of the July 4th mass shooting. Over 100 people gathered at Immaculate Conception Church in the Chicago suburb for a morning service. The gunman is being held without bond on 7 counts of first-degree murder. USA Radio News. Gas prices have fallen 19 cents over the last couple of weeks and 24 cents over the last month to a new national average of $4.86 per gallon. Oil industry analyst Troby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, says that crude oil prices are the biggest factor in determining price points and explains how much further she thinks prices could fall.
We don't know what crude oil prices will do, but if they stabilize from here at least a little while, I think we're going to see another 10 to 20 cent drop in the price of gasoline.
The wildfire in Yosemite National Park has grown to nearly 1,600 acres. Firefighters saying the wildfire is 0% contained and has grown more to the south. Over 500 sequoias are threatened by the wildfire, including a 3,000-year-old tree called the Grizzly Giant. National Park Service crews doing the best they can to wrap the trees in fire-resistant foil to protect them. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Right. It is Free Talk Live, the live radio call-in program where you can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. The telephone number here in the studio, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Richie Rich.
So we were talking... I don't even know how we got on the subject. Oh, we're talking about technology.
We did a Bitcoin ad, I had some concerns about a different topic.
And previously we were talking about shape-shifting robotic micro-swarm of nanobots. And we'll talk more about that in a bit. But I had mentioned where I think we are with cryptocurrency now being similar to where we were in the 2000s, early 2000s with the search engine wars. And then I mentioned something called the inversion. What does this mean? Well, I give you an example. It happened...
We become the internet.
Well, no, it happened in the telephone industry. So it used to be, when the internet first came out, that the internet ran over the copper wire of the telephone network. Fiber optic and digital technology came along and said, no, we're going to replace all that with this fiber optic cable. We heard a lot about that in the 90s and 2000s. And so eventually it... flipped, if you will. The inversion occurred, where now all of your phone calls run over the internet. They all get converted into zeros and ones. Instead of being an analog signal running over copper wire, it gets converted into zeros and ones. Even at the like everybody has a cell phone now, very few people have a landline. Landlines are like the only phones that even, and they only are analog up until they hit the box outside in the yard or in the neighborhood somewhere where it gets converted to digital. So it's a very short period of time where they run over copper wire. Everything else runs over the internet now.
Part of that was a quality issue, too.
Well, but and efficiency, right? Because fiber optic and digital technology is so much more efficient than analog technology. It just made sense from a business perspective to do all of this kind of stuff. That hasn't happened with cryptocurrency yet. What does a cryptocurrency inversion look like? Well, that's when all of the existing state-based currencies now run on the cryptocurrency networks. We haven't hit that yet.
I don't know if I want that.
Well, so what I'm saying is, much like the internet sort of, I want to say ate, they absorbed the entire classified ads industry.
Right.
Right. That's what cryptocurrency is going to do to state-based currency.
Okay.
It's going to continue to absorb it. You know, we're still in the early days where it's sort of, you know, it's this thing and they're worried about it and they don't know what to do. And so they kick and they scream a little bit, which is why we see things like the headline that you mentioned.
Yeah. Does cryptocurrency need a lender of last resort and a central bank?
Right. So they're going to try and, you know, take over it and co-opt it and make you believe all sorts of things that are unnecessary. So that's what the inversion, in my mind, will look like. It could be different. I don't know. But if it follows the trajectory that the search engine wars did, we have yet to see anything close to the inversion, and that tells me we're still in early days.
Let the people who want to use fiat, and let us freedom lovers use crypto.
Well, and like currently, like today, for example, I purchased my dinner at a local restaurant that happens to accept regular dollars. They accept cryptocurrency. They also accept gold backs. Now, I have some gold backs in my possession that I purchased with cryptocurrency through an online site that lets you do that. And I bought them when cryptocurrency was high, like the $60,000 range. And so it makes more sense for me to spend those now because I bought them when the crypto was high than it does for me to spend crypto now when it's so low.
Yeah.
So I have my choice of currencies, right? And we live in the future, Richie Rich. We live in the future here in Keene, New Hampshire, because there are places that do this. But all I'm saying is, coming soon, you will be able to just scroll through and be like, what would you like to pay with? I'd like to pay with USD. No, I'd like to pay with Bitcoin. No, I'd like to pay with Goldex. No, I'd like to pay with insert cryptocurrency here. Monero, that's a secure currency that right. I'm a real big fan of. All of these things. So we haven't hit that yet.
So this is why I was called a bad activist, right? Because to me, those who pay in those currencies pay an activist tax, right? Because there's a concept known as Gresham's Law,
mm-hmm.
right, that bad money drives out good money. So if I have cryptocurrency, gold backs, and dollars,
mm-hmm.
it would behoove me to give away the dollars as the least value among them.
Okay.
And so I'm not one of those activists that spends cryptocurrency.
Oh, it's totally your choice.
Right.
Yeah.
And the couple of times that I did, I quickly replenished it with dollars.
And the thing is like the infrastructure has evolved in such a way that you can still do that almost at your leisure.
Right. Right?
So let's just say you did take USD that, you know, you earn, right? You did a side gig, you earned some USD. You can convert that relatively easily into cryptocurrency. You could convert that relatively easily into goldbacks. You can convert either crypto or goldbacks relatively easily back into USD. That's what I'm saying. The technology, the infrastructure that exists now allow you to actually make that choice with very little effect on your actual budget. You
right.
can spend your preferred currency at whatever place you wish to spend it at or not. And right. that's what I like about it. Like, more choice is always a better thing.
Right, but and until those restaurants go like, we prefer goldbacks or crypto and we're no longer taking USD,
right.
I will continue to follow Gresham's Law and spend the least value among them.
Yeah, agreed. We'll talk more about this, I'm sure, but let's go to Jerome, who's calling from South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to say how disappointed I am that President Biden's going to Saudi Arabia to grovel for oil because of our American interests. You know, what it says, it's like an 80-year relationship with that country.
He just gave away a bunch of America's strategic reserves.
It's true.
Hey, is that the guy that said that Dr. Fauci was a mass murderer?
I might agree with that, but I don't know if I've ever said that on air.
I think you're thinking of Peakless Mountaineer.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's not on tonight, but no, that's all right.
Because
his beard is almost as nice.
I don't want him talking to me. Because if that guy's on, I don't want that guy to talk to me. But I just want to
guess who's going to get cut off first.
Well,
if you want to cut me off, go ahead, Dan.
No, I'm in control, not him, so I'm not cutting you off, at least not yet. I do want to ask, Jerome, I thought you were an ardent Biden supporter.
Yeah, I am. I'm disappointed that he's doing. When I heard about this trip, I said, oh, hell, I wish he would cancel this. But I know how, you know, American greed and people crying about the price of oil, and I understand that. But this is a bad, bad deal. But it's an 80-year relationship, so I don't know why the hell you handle something like that.
Let me ask you this, Jerome.
Because he stopped the pipelines and has given away the reserve.
I want to ask Jerome a question. Jerome,
yes.
Has Joe Biden done anything positive since he's become president?
Of course he has.
Name one thing.
Oh, did you hear about the jobs report? Did you hear about that? More jobs created.
You know, so I know what you're about to say. I know what you're about to say, but here's the deal. You can't tell everybody they can't go to work, and then when you let them go back to work, you can't count those as new jobs and, like, take credit for it and be like, look at all the jobs I created. Presidents do not create jobs. Markets create jobs.
If the Republicans had let this damn pandemic just run out of amok and out of control, maybe he wouldn't have to do that. Okay? And then guess what?
You know what? He didn't have to do it. All of the things that were done have been proven already to be not effective. Lockdowns were not effective. Masking were not effective. Mandates were not effective. Travel restrictions, not effective.
One-way aisles at the grocery store.
Not effective. Plexiglass, not effective.
And guess what? And the damn fool who calls himself president was telling people to drink bleach. His ass came down with, how the hell you like that? Huh? And I said, yeah. Of the damn doctors, I must have seen about 9 doctors in front of the hospital that they talk about. I said, yeah, you let him die, your ass won't be able to pick up garbage in America.
Hey, thanks for the call, Jerome. We appreciate you. It's been a long time since I heard from Jerome. As much as I disagree with his viewpoints, I enjoy him as a caller. 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live, more of your calls is coming up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, I am back, you are back, we are back, and so are you, the listener. And what are you listening to? It's a show on the radio, or perhaps on the internet streaming, or perhaps on a satellite somewhere, called Free Talk Live. You can find out all about us over at freetalklive.com. We're a live radio program where you can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160.
You have now entered a world where freedom and liberty take precedence.
You're in a time, in a world, in a place.
The Free Talk Live.
That was the movie phone guy, right? I think Pablo Francisco did a great comedy bit where he sounds just like the movie guy. And he pointed out to me, and I never really noticed, that whenever you see a movie trailer, it's always in a... Right. In a world, in a time, in a place. Right. It's always in a something. You know? Anyway, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Phil calling from Michigan. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Phil. Hey, Phil, you got to turn your radio off in order to have a conversation. There's a 7-second delay you have to compensate for.
I'm with you guys. I'm just on my phone. I'm not listening to radio.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard something in the background. Usually when there's a big delay, it's because folks are listening to their radio. So go ahead. What's on your mind? You're on the radio.
I was listening on Friday, and you guys were talking about Elon Musk and the Twitter deal breaking up. And there was a little bit of information that didn't match up with the information that I had been hearing that I had been seeing through different filings. So... you guys were saying that Elon just had to pay $1 million to get out of the deal.
It's like a billion.
Yes. But that billion is only allows him to get out of the deal if he can't get finance. So if he can't get financing to close the deal, then he can pay $1 billion and walk away from it. But other than that,
it's only $1 billion. No problem.
Right, right. Other than that, there is specific performance on the equity, so it translates out of legalese. That is to say that. Except that the only way he can get out of it is if he can't find financing, which he currently has through Morgan Stanley. Other than that, he has to close on the deal. Otherwise, they can take him to court and sue for specific performance, which is basically, you know, hey, go through with the contract that you made.
Now,
he doesn't have a way out of this.
Is the reason that he is trying to pull out the bots?
Yeah, so that's what he is claiming. But
So just for our listeners that don't know, apparently Twitter is littered with fake accounts that are run by robots that Twitter themselves have unleashed onto the Twitter population. And they have friended you and followed you. And, you know, there are people who have reported that, when the whole thing about the bots first started coming up, that like half of my followers are gone because they were bots, that kind of a thing. Just so folks have an understanding.
I do a lot of investing, although I don't have any stake in Twitter. I don't have any stake in anything to do with Elon.
Mistake.
So I don't have a stake in this game. But I do follow financial news, and he has to go through with this. Unless, of course, he can prove massive fraud that materially misrepresents public filings.
Right.
So he's going to have to be able to prove that there's a massive amount of bots there.
I think, how do I want to phrase this? The problem with Elon are the Elon fanboys, partially.
Oh, yeah.
And so much like the Donald Trump fanboys, right, there are already theories on this, on like why Elon's pulling out.
Oh, because of a Q, there's like an E?
Right, he's playing like Elon is now playing 4D chess, right? He set up the deal, had always intended on backing out, and then now he knows that Twitter is going to sue him for backing out. Right, and that means in open court, right? Twitter has to then show all these bots,
sort of drop their pants, reveal what they got,
right? And that's the play. That's the play for Elon.
The chance that he bought they made an attempt to buy this with no intention of actually buying it, as you just said, but to throw mud on Twitter's face,
right? And that's the claim, right? That Elon is playing 4D chess. Like this whole thing was him just another troll. Never intended to buy it, but wanted to get this out in the open, and this is his way of doing that. And as far as the bots are concerned, it is hard for me to believe that Elon Musk didn't know that Twitter had a bot problem, right? Because even in the beginning, one of the things he said he was gonna fix with Twitter was the bot problem, and
right.
it got covered up with all this free speech thing. But one of the things that came out, he said, like, well, the way we're going to solve that is we're going to have to ID verify all the users. I went, well, so much for your free speech aspect of it, because you're not going to be able to do that. But that was his solution to get rid of the bots.
I think to Phil's point, though.
I think he was trying to throw mud on the face of Twitter.
Well, I think to Phil's point, though, is did Twitter disclose whether or not they had this massive network of bots in the, you know, the filing or whatever it is that they had to put together in order for the purchase to go through. And if they did not, even though, as you say, Elon may have suspected they were there, right, there's no way for him to prove that they were there.
Right.
And so perhaps now, you know, there will be some evidence that they've been there, that Twitter did not disclose.
So let me relate this again to something you might be more comfortable with, Kevin.
Hang on. Let Phil chime in for
a
second.
Go ahead, Phil.
He, hopefully, for Elon's sake, he doesn't end up with holding a bag for $44 billion for a pile of dirt that he really doesn't want.
Yeah.
So one of the things that happened early on, right, you've purchased a house and you were looking to buy a house, and with the housing market the way it is now, right, there's a whole bunch of buyers, like, waiving inspections. Like, no, we'll take it. We got the cash today. We'll take it. And then after they make the purchase, they went, oh, man, there's a lot more work than we thought. But they were so excited.
He specifically waived due diligence.
Right.
He specifically waived the right to inspect the house.
Right. So he can't claim that they didn't tell me, because he said, you don't have to tell me. I'm just 54, 20, and it's it, and I'm taking it.
He waived the inspection.
Right.
Interesting.
So he's got to follow through, or it's the 4D chess thing, which he never intended to do. Wants to throw mud on Twitter, and this is the way to get that bot thing out in, you know, in the public.
The other thing to consider, though, is let's just say he did completely intend to buy the thing, no matter what, and he is doing something that, from a marketing perspective, is pretty smart, which is continuing to build the brand. Everybody is talking about Elon Musk and Twitter still. How long has this thing been going on? From the first time the rumor surfaced? Months, right? Almost all year.
Yeah.
Right? He's been keeping the Twitter brand name and the Elon Musk brand name in the press for zero cost to him.
Right. And he'll do that for himself, but with Twitter.
Maybe he's going to come back and say, you know what? you know what, guys? Let's set this all aside. I'll still buy it, but only for $50 a share.
Or less, because if he pulls out, the likelihood is the stock price will tank, right? And then he'll come back and say, well, see, without me, you guys are only worth 30 a share. And he'll, you know, give them...
be trying to get a lower price
on
this. It's entirely possible. Hey, Phil, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
He's a very effective troll.
Yeah, I refer to him now as Neilan.
Okay.
Because, you know, he loves his name in the press. You know, he does this thing with the numbers that everybody liked, the 420, the 69, whatever.
Yeah, his 5420.
Number. 5420, yeah. So he does this thing that everybody's like, oh, that's so cool.
The Tesla right? Model sexies.
Yeah, so, you know, a man of that much money and who enjoys the spotlight that much, like, a couple of things are going to happen. He's going to always seek the spotlight, but... again, perhaps from a marketing perspective, he's getting the greatest marketing for the lowest cost that he possibly can.
And you have to be a believer that all press is good press.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's no such thing as bad publicity when it comes to marketing a brand. There is such a thing as bad publicity when the people take action against something they perceive as a negative. But if you're, I mean.
But that's the thing.
There's a band in Seattle, used to be, probably decades ago now, they were called Quickie, right? And their whole shtick was that they wouldn't, like, really go and play an actual gig inside of a venue. They would pack their gear up into a van and set the drum kit up so the drummer could play inside the van, and they'd have a couple of amplifiers inside the van, and they'd have, like, wireless things attached to their guitars and a wireless microphone, and they would just pull up to, like, where there's a line waiting for the big concert that's going on in town. They would just pull up into a no-parking area, jump out of the van, play a few songs real quick, and then jump back into the van and bail before the cops could come and give them a ticket for parking.
I guess the difference with Elon is sometimes he does things and it negatively affects the stock price of his other brands.
603-283-6160. Hour number two of Free Talk Live is coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.